time the strong men are the field, are the even stronger women supporting them? And we have some of the ladies behind the Patriots players here with us to talk about the Super Bowl, about the preparation leading up to the week. From me to Jay, we have Vanessa Soto, Haley Grissom, Marissa Warren, and Tori Williams joining us. Ladies, thank you so much for spending your time here with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so tell us about this week from your side of things.
It's hectic.
Technically, when you got in, what you guys have been doing, the kind of support systems you've been. We can start with you.
We got in yesterday, and it's been, so far it's been great. I mean, it's a little hard, for, I guess, for the moms, because they're trying to get everything together.
Yep.
I would say, like Marissa, she's a mom.
So it's very hard with the little one trying to get everything organized, but it's a lot of fun also, so it's a lot of chaos.
How old is the little one?
2 months.
Oh, my
I was going to say, the age dictates how much work goes along with it.
It's
2 months, it's that's around the clock.
Yes, around the clock.
I don't know how
everything.
I don't know how you're doing it. I really don't.
I have a lot of help. A lot of my mother-in-law's here, and Vanessa has been like lifesaver. She's like honorary aunt, so she helps a ton.
That's
very
amazing.
Nice. So, is there a function? Obviously, the game. Is there something else this weekend that you're very excited about, that you're looking forward to? Jump in, ladies, whoever.
Well, this morning we did the off the field Player Wives Association fashion show. So that was really fun.
And that's cool.
It's a fundraiser, and all the money goes back to whatever Super Bowl city we're in. So it'll go back to, like, the Minnesota's women's organization.
Fantastic.
This year.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So that
so
was something really
That explains
fun.
The fancy hairdo.
Yes. The hair.
Very nice.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in terms of preparation for the game, obviously you want to try to take all of the pressure off of your respective other, of course. What is that like for the Super Bowl compared to any other game in terms of even just your contact with your significant other?
I think basically yourself just being patient. You just have to be patient and level yourself. When family comes at you and it's like, I'll take the rails on this.
Yeah.
No one contact him. I got this.
I love it. Okay.
So it's like, let the breeze out of him. It's like, just like last year, we were like new in this new Super Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh gosh, what's going on? And all the girls told me, just you handle it. And it's easy, breezy, just keep going.
You guys are all veterans of this, because I understand that all of you were at last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So
yes.
What did you learn last year that makes this year a little easier?
Mostly be patient, go with the flow, and you're not going to know everything every second, but just be patient and it'll all pan out. It's so worth it. It's a whole lot of fun.
Basically.
Yeah.
How about you? What did you learn about last year at the Super Bowl that has made this week easier?
For me, just don't overthink it. It's not going to go like the plan that you make in your head, and just like roll with it and have fun with it. Spend a lot of time with the girls. Don't like keep to yourself and just kind of enjoy everything.
Nice.
Yeah. I think that last year I was just so nervous the day of that I like couldn't even eat that morning, and that really came back to like bite me later on. Like I needed the energy. So this year I just already have my plan for that day, like eating, you know, starting at 10. Yeah, power bars, pack them in my bag all day long. Yeah.
What's,
be organized.
What's the biggest challenge of this week? There's so much going on. There's been 2 weeks to prepare, and then there's all these different events, media availabilities. What's the biggest challenge with all of that for you guys?
I would say a little bit of family, trying to get them out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's crazy getting everybody out here, especially with so many people out here. It's like, oh. And then it's like all the planes are booked up and everything's going on. And I'm like, can you guys just try it? Maybe someone can drive up here.
Yeah.
And then the cold, too. It's so cold up here.
It is here.
So cold.
Yeah, this is a different kind of cold. Fitzy just did a piece on superstitions. And everybody has them. Everybody has them. I'm wondering if you ladies have one, something that you must do on the day of the big game, or it's just not right. Anybody?
I think everyone has, like,
a little something.
Little superstition. I'm not going to say mine.
Oh.
I'll say mine.
Okay, go ahead.
Before a game, every single game, I text Eric and say, kill it.
Kill it.
Every single game.
Nice.
I haven't missed one in all 3 years. Kill it.
And it works.
Yep.
I think that mine is just to stay humble throughout the whole time. Like, you never talk about what's going to happen afterwards or what the result's going to be. You're just always humble the whole time, and you go in with, like, no expectations, just, you know, supporting your guys.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I want to know your superstition. You can't come on the Not Done Network and say, I have one, but I'm not going to share it. Wait a minute. We won't make you tell us if you think, like, a birthday wish, you can't say it out loud or it won't come true.
Yeah, I'll tell you after the game.
After the game.
Okay, I understand that.
We're called the Not Done Network, but we're done Saturday night. So yeah, there's no network ever.
Hopefully we're back next year so I can tell.
Yeah, yeah. Marissa,
okay,
what's
very
yours?
Good.
You've been quiet.
Oh, I don't know. For us, I think I always have to tell them that I love them before the game.
That's good. Very good.
What about your significant other? Do they have any superstitions or some kind of schedule that they have to abide by before a game or else everything gets kind of knocked out of whack?
I think for Brandon, he just can't eat. Like, he can't eat a lot, or else it makes his stomach feel, like, uncomfortable
too nervous
and stuff running. So he just will eat something really, really light every game day.
Okay, that's fair.
I've talked with Gino, and he said that the kind of culture that the coaches put into the team is just like, we prepared for this. Like, a superstition isn't going to change the preparation that we put into it.
How Belichickian.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Superstition? I have one superstition. How about do your job?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. How often do you ladies hear that?
Yeah.
We just have to do our job.
All the time.
Yeah.
We've heard that a time or two this week.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Any others? You want to share?
No, we want to share. Like 1 hour or maybe 2 hours, like before it's time to go to the facility and like get checked. He doesn't talk to anyone.
Just
not even you.
Like nobody.
It's game time.
Yeah.
It's focus time. Like,
so you don't even get a goodbye?
I get a goodbye, but that's it.
Like, couple hours before.
After the game. Yeah.
Dang.
No, it's game time. When it's game time, it's game time.
Yeah.
Now we've heard Giselle say this publicly, that she kind of wants her husband back sometimes, especially after the season. It's kind of like it's their full-time job, and you take over full-time for the house. How much are you guys looking forward to getting your husbands and boyfriends back? Look, you're shimmying your skin. You're like, yes! I can't wait. How exciting is that? And the fact that it'll be on a hopefully good note after coming off of a Super Bowl.
I think everyone's super excited.
Yes.
Off season.
Woman with the baby.
I'm ready.
She's ready.
Yeah.
You won't change a diaper for 5 months after the season's over.
There you go.
I hope.
Your work is done here. We saw in Tom versus Time that how tough it can be on the spouse. And
you can
clearly see that Giselle is trying to be comforting, but also at the same time trying to recognize that space that is needed. How do you guys deal with husband, boyfriend after a loss? Mm-hmm. How does that change everything for you guys?
That's a tough question.
But for me,
when
they lose, Eric's very super outgoing guy. And he just doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So then after, I'm just a very patient person, and I just go, it's okay. And I always go, it's okay, get them next time.
Right.
It's like, you guys got them next time. And it's just like, that's what you have to be, because it's a loss. It's a loss.
Yeah.
You can't go back in time.
I think, patience is key.
Yeah.
Because we can't put any more pressure on them than they already have. So we're just there to support them in whatever way.
Yeah.
I think for my guy, like, even after a big win, like, after, like, an hour after the game, it's no football in the house. Like, it's enough. It's time to break. So, win or loss, like, after the game, we just take a moment and just chill, eat, and just no football.
That's great. Time to step away from it. Well, they're so lucky to have you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Enjoy Sunday.
Yeah, enjoy Sunday.
Enjoy the moment. Hopefully, you'll be celebrating after.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.